Colleagues, we are going to take up one more item, a simple item, file item 39. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 649 by Senator Hueso, an act relating to telecommunications.
Senator Hueso.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to bring up this bill before we part for the day. This bill will work on telecommunications in our state, making California more connected and faster in our telecommunications industry. This bill went through not only my committee, but local government and finance, and I just want to thank the chairman of that committee, Chairman McGuire, for working with us and making it a better bill. We did find that there were lots of improvements that were needed, and I'm very pleased to say that a lot of the issues that we were in disagreement on have been resolved, and we have a much better bill that's going to help to usher in a new era of technology in California, and this bill is going to bring to California what the people desperately want, which is to be more connected and faster service, and I ask for an aye vote for this bill tonight.
Debate or discussion? Senator Hill.
Thank you, Madam President. And I want to thank the senator from San Diego for his hard work in this issue and his willingness to negotiate and work with the good senator from Healdsburg. I know there has been some work on it in the last couple of days, that an agreement has been reached over certain issues, but many of us haven't seen the full effect of that and and what it actually means. So we're looking forward to looking at the bill when it gets to the Assembly and working with it there to make it probably an even better bill than it is today. So appreciate the good work and the continued efforts. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Hill. Senator Morlock. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see. Senator Cannella.
Madam President, just a question of the author.
Would you accept the question?
Yes.
Senator Cannella.
Throughout the process, I've been, I guess, concerned about the fee that local government can charge. I understand that you've reached an agreement. Of course, you have to take those amendments in the Assembly. But can you discuss what the amendments are going to be when it comes to fees?
Yes, we did. And I can. So one of the things we promised in committee, first of all, was to keep the range within $100 to $850. One of the things I also pledged was to make local governments whole, to make sure that should they have any costs associated with the bill, that we would not make them subsidize this program. So this bill creates a formula that adjusts for any costs that cities may have in their service. So it makes them whole that regard. And we also added an additional $250 fee per pole, so that will keep it, you know, above the 250, but there is no limit in terms of how far it can go up, because we need to keep it open to make sure that cities are made whole.
Okay, on my own time, I just want to appreciate the author. I want to appreciate the chair of governance and finance. This has been a very controversial bill. I think this agreed upon amendment that again is going to be taken up the Assembly is a fair amendment. With that, I encourage an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam President. I also have a question for the author.
Will you accept the question?
Yes. All right, let's just assume I'm accepting all questions.
All right. Senator Morlock, you may proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. The good senator from San Diego, I am curious, is the senator from Sonoma, the chair of governance and finance, is he comfortable with your bill today as amended?
Well, I would like let him speak for that, and I think he will.
Then am I allowed to ask another senator a question, Madam President?
No, you're not. You can ask the author, but that's the rule of the House.
I would say that without him speaking, that he is in agreement.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Senator Wiener, followed by Senator Hertzberg, and then Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Madam President. I will be supporting this bill today. In the first hearing on the bill in the Energy Committee, I think pretty much every member of the committee had expressed concerns about the bill, and we agreed to move forward to give the author an opportunity to work with stakeholders to improve the bill. And I want to thank the author for taking that feedback seriously and for doing so. I raised a number of concerns about the bill in committee. My main concerns were, number one, making sure that cities could issue enforceable design standards so that we wouldn't just have telecoms putting up these cell sites with no oversight in terms of good design and shielding, et cetera. That concern has been largely addressed in the amended bill. Another concern I had was making sure that that cities could seek indemnity from the telecoms if there were some sort of injury or damage, that they could require insurance and maintenance. My read of the bill is that that is all in there. In addition, I expressed a concern that the telecoms could crowd out municipal uses of the poles for the municipality's own needs. There is now language in there to allow municipalities by resolution to reserve space. For each of these, I believe there's still some tweaking of the language to tighten it up that needs to happen, and I know I have a commitment from the author and from the sponsors to work with us in the assembly to tighten up that language. But I appreciate the feedback was taken seriously and that these amendments have largely addressed my concerns. I'm also happy that the fee issue has moved in a positive direction. That was never my top issue, but it was an issue, and that has improved as well. And so with that, I'll be voting for this bill today.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you, Madam President. I wanted to rise in support of this and to acknowledge the extraordinary hard work and the number of meetings that the author sat with the Chair of Governance and Finance. I think if we listen to what the discussion was in Governance and Finance and the discussion was in the Energy Committee, there was a concern, a couple of larger concerns. Overriding concerns is this new technology and the balance of deploying it quickly and making sure that because these new cell towers are such short distances apart that they could be deployed quickly so you could actually have this service. The other part was, what's the appropriate level of compensation for local governments? And how do you balance that out? Through all these various meetings, basically what ended up happening, it's not just the $250 plus the cost under the Buchanan formula for those who were here who voted under that measure, but the way this works, I think the members know, is that this only deals with the right-of-way. So if a city, and different cities have different prices, want to charge for towers in areas that aren't within the right-of-way, they can charge at a much higher rate. The second thing is that because these towers are so short a distance apart, you have a lot more towers in a very short, a small geographic area. So if a city makes $250 plus all their cost recovery, they actually can end up getting a lot more money because there's a lot more towers in the area. And lastly, you have a lot of towers where you'll have more than one antenna and they get paid for each one of the from the various providers. So I think when you look at this on balance, we've dealt with, I think, the issues that all of us were very sensitive to with respect to the local government, the need to rapidly deploy because of the new technology and the importance of making that happen for businesses, for consumers, for all of the kinds of things that we need this new technology for. So I applaud the author, I applaud the Chair of Governance and Finance, and urge support of this measure.
Thank you. Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Madam President. I will be very quick on this. I'd like to be able to just go through answering some of the questions that were advanced by the good senator from Orange County about some of the amendments and also the dollars. First of all, though, Madam President, I want to take a moment to say thank you to the Chair of Energy for all of his work. It has been collaborative over these past many, many weeks working towards tonight, as well as the Chair of Natural Resources for all of his hard work as well, meeting these many weeks. 27 amendments were taken with this bill from its original form, very quickly addressing many members' concerns. No squatting. So, for example, if a carrier were to take out a permit and not use it, the permit will only last a year. It can't last 5 years, for example. Respect of historical districts that is still within the shot clock formula. It respects coastal districts as well. More input from local jurisdictions when it comes to feasible design. There are now standards for co-location with more than one cell site. Also, we reduced the size, working with the Chair of Energy. Grandfathering in existing agreements. That's what we heard from many members is wanting to ensure that those agreements that are currently in place are grandfathered in. Taking down old equipment will now be the responsibility of carriers as well, and a commitment to pay all electricity costs when it comes to the small cell. And there is a higher rate when it comes to the formula of a base of 250 plus the Buchanan formula that we're looking at. I'm going to give you some ballpark numbers. For a new pole that's worth about $5,000, it would be approximately 350. For a new pole that's worth $10,000, it would be approximately 450. But I just want to be able to answer that as those significant amendments were advanced. And do want to say thank you to the Chair of Energy for all of his hard work. And thank you for the question from the good senator from Orange County.
Thank you. Any other debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Weso, you may close.
Yeah, and I just want to thank everybody involved, especially Senator Hertzberg for sitting in on all the meetings. And I think we're moving, ready to move this bill forward, but we still have a process in the Assembly, and I look forward to working with the rest of the community on this as well. Ask for an aye vote.
All debate having ceased, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Anderson. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Berryhill. Aye. Bradford. Canella. Aye. DeLeon. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Galciani. Aye. Glazer. No. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Weso. Aye. Jackson. Lada. Leva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Morlock. Morrell. Aye. Newman. Wynn. Aye. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Roth. Aye. Skinner. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Aye. Wieckowski. Winner.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen. Bell. Bradford. Jackson. Lada.
Aye.
Aye. Monning. Morlock.
Aye.
Newman. Portantino. Skinner. Wieckowski.
Aye.
Bradford, aye.
Okay. Ayes 30.
Skinner, aye.
Skinner, aye. 32 to 1, the measure passes.